Hey y'all, we're back with another podcast. Today's guests are Danny, Lucas, and Tomas. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine.
I'm good.
I'm good too.
Okay, so today we're gonna talk about a short story called The Garden Party. First, a little bit about the author. This short story was written by Catherine Mansfield. She was born in New Zealand and was part of a big business family, so she was kind of rich. And she wanted to become a writer since she was in the grade school. Isn't it amazing?
Yes. Sure. It's not common to see New Zealand.
Yeah. Now, a little bit about the plot. Who wants to talk about it?
I guess like the story starts with Laura, right? A family throwing a garden party.
Yeah.
And the daughter of the family wants to like. Organize it and plan everything, and I guess like she starts organizing it. She has a little taste of like what it's like to plan a party, to organize something. But I think the real plot comes to the sort of little climax when a man, Scott, Mr. Scott, right, dies. In front of their house. So then there's this dilemma that the family is going through, which is if they stop the party, they cancel the party, or if they keep going with it. But because he lives just down the street in a less wealthy family, in a less wealthy condition, right? So Flora, the protagonist, thinks they should cancel the party in honor of Mr. Scott to not offend the family and things like that. But the family thinks they shouldn't cancel the party, it's just the party. And they had nothing to do with the death, they had no responsibility for it, right? So Laura talks with her family, tries to convince them like to cancel the party, but she gets influenced and then she comes to the conclusion to not cancel it, and instead bring leftovers to Scott's house to help the family going through like this tragedy, and as Laura goes to bring the leftovers to Scott's house, she like has a realization of how wealthy her family is on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I really like that plot. It's simple and it's interesting. Now, about the character.
Oh yeah, the main character. The story is really like a come of age of Laura. We can see that the consequence of her upbringing in a very privileged family. She doesn't really know how to socialize, and she doesn't really have any responsibilities. And at this garden party, her mother sends her to organize everything. And so we see her leaving her mother's protection to be a little bit more responsible and free for her life. And when there is Mr. Scott's death, we can see that Laura is the only one that really doesn't think they should keep up with the party, but her whole family influences her that they should, because it's not her fault, it's because they couldn't control it. Then Laura has nothing to do really, so she changes her mind, and at the end she thinks, okay, so let's take these leftovers maybe to help them with this loss. So she goes there, and we can see a shock of reality with her, because she goes from this super beautiful, privileged life in her house from a party to this poor neighborhood. She's anxious and bothered because it's dark, it's dirty, and she's super well dressed, so she's nervous that people are looking at her. And when she gets to the place to Scott's house, and she sees his dead body between his children and his wife, she has this moment of realization, this epiphany of what is life really, and how at the end Mr. Scott's dead, so it doesn't matter for him. Nothing affects him, really. And then she has this moment of epiphany, and the story ends. This when she's talking to her brother. And we can see this upbringing here, you know. She leaving her mother's protection is going to have more responsibilities in her life. And then she has this life, this shock, where she understands what life is for her, at least.
Yeah, it's a big change. I like that main character. She can represent different kinds of people. Talking about representation, what about the main themes?
This story is actually a lot deeper than we may think if we just read it like once or the first time. It really talks about empathy, understanding, and class consciousness. For example, Laura is really the only one that shows empathy for the Scots, as she's the only one that wants to cancel the party. Mansfield, she really emphasizes the social divide between rich and poor, and she really shows us the Sheridan's inability to imagine the perspective of lower class people. There's even this one part of the short story that, like, I think it's Jose, right? Her sister. She says that the man must have been drunk and that he basically killed himself, as if it could just not have been an accident. And yeah, it's really sad and it's kind of tough, and she writes it really well. She represents it to us really well. And yeah, I really like that about the short story.
I agree. So what's your favorite thing about this short story?
The story in general, it's a really good story. It's really well written. The characters are like really well developed. And I think my favorite part is the ending. The ending is really beautiful, really, really nice. I really like that.
Well, I like the contrast between like the name of the story and the actual story, because it's the garden party. So we think, and the story is really starts with the Laura organizing the garden party. So we think, okay, it's a story about the garden party, but it starts getting so deep and talking about life and death and everything. This shock between poverty and privilege. So yeah, it's a really good contrast.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I like the layers of the story, of how it just throws at you like so many deep meaning, deep thoughts, and it basically questions life and what's life, what's death, and makes you put yourself in other people's shoes and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really like the characters, mainly Laura. Like, they really change a lot from the beginning to the end of the story. In the very beginning of the story, she was just a little girl.
Innocent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when she gets to the end of the story, she's basically free. She goes to the house of the man who was dead. She gives him food and stuff. So I really enjoy how they change from the beginning to the end of the story. And their characteristics are really, really unique, I'd say, from the other short stories I've read. Okay, so I guess that's it. Anyone wants to talk about anything?
I guess we covered it all.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, and we'll meet again in the next episode of the podcast.
Cool. Awesome job, kids.
Because I didn't talk about the